Okay, this is February 11th at 2:20 p.m. and we are reconvening in a public session of the Oregon Board of Accountancy's board meeting. Julie, have we allowed public members back into the meeting at this point?
Thank you for the reminder. They're on their way in.
Great, thank you. Can you just hit forward? Okay, I see Jeff, I see Amanda, Sherry. Amanda, okay, great. Julie, can you just confirm that that was all the public members that wanted to join us? So we've got everybody who's in the waiting room now joined, right? Okay, I'm going to assume that's a yes. Okay, Angie, do we need to go back and redo a roll call, or are we good to proceed?
I think if we have new people, we should know who they are, and then I don't believe Stu is back yet. So.
Okay. All right, so noted on Stuart Morris, board member. And there's no additional folks that are now here from the public that weren't here this morning. So we're going to move to item 7, motions on cases heard in executive session. First up is consent agenda recommended to close importing reporting inquiries. And actually,
Nancy.
There were none on that, correct? Julie.
Can we also note that Amber Daniels left the meeting?
Oh, okay.
So she's not present either.
Okay, so noted. Okay.
And
go ahead.
Nancy, what we discussed during lunchtime today about the voting matrix.
Yes, okay, so one of the comments, just a reminder to all board members, is that when we are working through the voting matrix, it's important to refer to the case number and do not call out the name of the respondent on the case.
And keep that limited.
Sorry, Angie, what did you say? It didn't come through.
So I was also saying we can't get into too many facts and come to the point where they would identify what the case was about.
Great.
Or who to help.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so looking at item 7A, the consent agenda recommended for closing and reporting inquiries, we had none. So item B, consent agenda recommended to close inquiries. So is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda to close the inquiries as presented to us in executive session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Great, thank you, Joe Sullivan. Is there any further discussion by board members on this matter?
I don't know where you're at here. Which number are you on?
7. B,
okay.
B as in boy.
Okay, so we've already done this. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Great. No worries. All right. Any other further comments from board members? Okay, hearing none, all in favor state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passed.
Raleigh, you're on mute.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Item C, compliance with settlement agreements. Is there a motion here?
I make a motion in the matter of agency case number 18-022 that the licensee has, there is sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR, ORS 673. 170 parent 2 parent D regarding disciplinary actions or orders. Make a motion that they violated the the as consent agreement.
Second.
Thank you, Joe. Is there any further discussion by board members? All in favor state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion has passed. Okay, item eight. Consideration.
Madam Chair, I think there's probably another motion to be heard at this point.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead.
In the matter of ADT case number 18-016, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673-320 parent 3, use of CPA, or the term certified public accountant.
Second.
Further discussion by the board members? All in favor for insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's passed.
In the matter of agency case number 19-004, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation, for one or more violations or of one or more rules and or statutes regarding the practice of public accounting in Oregon.
Second.
Thank you, Joe. Any further discussion by board members? Okay. All in favor for sufficient evidence of violations of one or more OARs, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passed.
Further, in the matter of agency case number 19-004, I make a motion to delegate authority to the executive director to determine the specific rules and statutes violated in that case. I'll second.
Further discussion? All in favor state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
In the matter of agency case number 19-006, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673-170 parent 2 parent A disciplinary actions and misrepresentations.
Second.
Further discussion by the board? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
In the matter of agency case number 19-028, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care regarding transfer of client information.
Second.
Any further discussion by board members? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
In the matter of agency case number 20-001, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care, and or OAR 801-030-0010, parent 2, auditing standards
for failure to comply with auditing standards.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried.
In the matter of agency case number 20-003, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-020-0620 parent 4 regarding bidding for municipal contracts.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor of sufficient evidence, state aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
In further the matter of agency case number 20-003, I make a motion for a finding of a secondary finding of a violation of OAR 801-020-060 parent 4 for conducting a municipal audit without being licensed.
Okay, further discussion. The only thing I would add here is that not all partners in the firm were licensed as a municipal auditor. Okay, all in favor of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
Lastly, in agency case number 20-003, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010 parent 2 auditing standards for failure to comply with Oregon minimum standards for municipal audit.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
In the matter of agency case number 20-025, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673-320 parent 3, use of term CPA while providing accounting services, public accounting services.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
In the matter of agency case number 20-026, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010 parent 1 parent 2, planning and supervision and or OAR 801-030-0020 parent 4, acting through others, regarding the use of non-CPAs to provide service to clients.
Second.
Further discussion? Okay. For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
In the matter of agency cases 20-029 and 20-030, I make a motion to treat the cases with respect to the individual and with respect to the firm as separate votes, separate motions, separate treatment.
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? For a vote of yes to split those to treat the individual separate from the firm, state aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
In the matter of agency case number 20-029, with respect to the named firm, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0020 parent 4 parent B, acting through others regarding employment of out-of-state CPAs.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence in regards to the firm, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
With respect to agency case number 20-029, with respect to the individual, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence with respect to a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 4, parent B, acting through others regarding employment of out-of-state CPAs.
I'll second.
Further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
In matter of agency case number 20-030, with respect to the name firm, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 4, parent B, acting through others with regards to employing an out-of-state licensed CPA.
Second.
Further discussion? Okay. For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried.
In the matter of agency case number 20-030, with respect to the individual name, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 4, parent B, acting through others regarding the employment of out-of-state licensed CPAs.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, I believe all the motions heard in executive session have been voted on. Let's move on to item 8, consideration of settlement proposals. Case number 19-039.
Okay, this investigation had to do with the performance of engagements that Express Limited Assurance and issuing reports on financial statements while on license. The settlement calls for $250 in civil penalties and $1,000 in costs. So $1,000 in costs are state.
In the matter of agency case number 19-039, in the matter of Donald W. Lewis, I make a motion for finding, or I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor of accepting the settlement?
Madam Chair, I do have one question, though.
Okay.
In paragraph 17, this particular settlement agreement and stipulated order has a three-year look-forward, look-back period, whatever you want to call it, for potentially unstaying fees if there's a violation. This one seems unusual that it's got a time frame on it versus an indefinite period, as many of our other settlement agreements do. Is there a particular reason this one has 3 years versus an indefinite period?
Kimberly, can you address that?
I can address that.
Okay.
So, without like the risk was low of this individual repeating his conduct, it's also because the individual is not licensed that we think that it's unlikely to occur again. So that was the one concession we made for them.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, any other comments? Okay, so for a vote of yes to accept the settlement agreement as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's passed. Case number 19-040.
This investigation had to do with holding out as an Oregon firm and also untimely communication with the board. The settlement agreement So that's $2,000 in civil penalties and $1,000 in costs. $1,000 in civil penalties and $500 in costs for state.
I make a motion to accept the stipulated agreement, the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us for agency case number 19-040 in the matter of Jacob Kalpos and Kalpos and Associates Limited.
Second.
Any further discussion? For a vote of yes to accept the settlement agreement, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Case number 20-006. Can you just see Stuart's on here?
This investigation had to do with the supervision of another individual in an accounting firm and that individual's correspondence with a former client. The settlement agreement assesses the $2,500 in civil penalties and $1,000 in costs, and all of the costs for state.
In agency case number 20006, in the matter of Bruce R. Tabor and Bruce R. Tabor's CPA PC, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
Second.
Any further discussion? For a vote of yes to accept the settlement agreement, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Case number 20-014.
And this investigation had to do with an individual who had a lapse license and was filing for the tax returns despite having a lapse license. The settlement agreement assessed $28,000 in civil penalties and $2,000 in costs. $25,500 of the civil penalties and $2,000 in costs were saved.
In agency case number 20-014, in the matter of Brian Douglas Rapp, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of yes to accept the settlement agreement as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Case number 20-024.
This case also had to do with a lapsed individual filing Oregon tax returns while lapsed. The settlement agreement assessed $5,500 in civil penalties and $1,000 in costs. $3,000 in civil penalties and $1,000 in costs for state.
In the matter of agency case number 20-024, in the matter of Christopher J. Gable, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of yes to accept the settlement agreement as stated, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Case number 20-028.
This investigation had to do with non-compliance of a previous order. And so in the settlement agreement, we unstayed $20,000 in civil penalties and $1,000 in costs that were saved from the previous order. And we assessed another $1,000 in costs. And so we ended up staying $10,000 of the unstayed civil penalty and $2,000 in costs. Just the civil penalty, I mean. So he has to pay $10,000 and $2,000 in costs.
In agency case number 20-028, in the matter of Don Pinkham and Don Pinkham CPA PC, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
Second.
Further discussion? For a vote of yes to accept the settlement agreement as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay. Agenda item number 9, it's review of the public board summary from December 17th, 2020. So is there any discussion on our board summary from December 17th, 2020? Okay, is there a motion to accept this?
Is that something we accept, or is...
Well, I've got a note to vote on this, so... Is this a voting item to accept these, Angie?
Well, no, we don't necessarily have to, but we can. It's not, we don't probably, with the minutes that are recording, the minutes that are in the summary, we don't have to.
Okay.
But if there's any changes to that, then we can, that should be good.
Okay, great, thank you. So, hearing no request for any changes, then the board summary is accepted. Item 10, report of the OSCPA. Sherry or Jeff?
Yeah, just me providing the report. So there we go.
Great.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thankfully, the snow hasn't hit any of us yet, I don't think, so.
Thank goodness.
I have hail here briefly, but it's back to this rain, so. And some of this is, probably a bit of a repeat of last time, but the OSCPA programs are going to continue to be web-based through at least the end of June. We've got quite a catalog of web-based programming available to members for continuing ed. Summer is generally a quieter period, and we're sort of monitoring what we're going to do post-June based on the pandemic and where things stand, particularly locally. The next one is the Circle of Excellence will not be held this year, which is unfortunate, but we are looking forward to resuming that again next May, May of 2020. And that is, the Circle of Excellence is the chance to recognize new CPAs and exam candidates. So again, that is not going to be held this coming May, and we'll ideally start that back up a year from now. Like I mentioned, we welcome any board articles related to current issues or informational updates. Depending upon content or timing, be happy to put an article in one of the quarterly magazines or even in the online Bridge community. Over time, we have published various articles of interest, in particular, topics that we think members should focus on. Sole practitioner about the need for backup plans, information on records retention, new professional attorney topics you think are important, we would welcome those to get published out. And then the OSCPA fiscal year starts on April 1st. Charles Mello of Deloitte will be the board chair at that point, and then Tracy Allen with Aldrich CPAs will be the new vice chair and the liaison with this board. And that is my report.
Great, thank you, Jeff. I would just say that, Kimberly, maybe you and I could touch base outside of the board session to see if there's an article that we could submit to the OSCPA for consideration of publishing. We'd certainly want to support that endeavor as well. So we appreciate that opportunity, and we'll follow up with you shortly here after the board meeting. Okay, let's move on to the report of the OAIA.
Thank you very much. So things are pretty quiet around OAIA. This is our slow season because it comes full wrap up to our CBE season.
Our next seminars are in June, so it is, we're always kind of focusing on tax season at this point on our neck of the woods. So that's a short and sweet for today.
Thank you, Amanda. Report of the Board of Accountancy Chair. I'm trying to think. I don't think I have anything specific to share. Does any of the board members have any questions of me at this time? Okay. Report of the Vice Chair.
Same thing. Nothing to share at this time. Okay.
Report of the Treasurer.
I'm still looking over projections. It looks like we're going to be above projections for revenues and below projections for expenditures, so we're looking pretty good for our biennial period. I guess we'll just have to see how well we do in June for our revenues. That's the only thing that I had concern with.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Kimberly, I have the question, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, most companies, at least in Portland, have been affected, and everyone's been affected with the stay-at-home orders. And Jason just reported that we're a little above budget on our revenues and a little under budget on our expenditures, so we certainly appreciate the conscientious attention to expenditures going out the door, making sure that those are necessary. Do you have a comment on whether or not you feel that the board is at all affected in any way due to the pandemic? So are we, you know, seeing less applications for licensing? We talked earlier about there are some delays in people being able to sit for the exam, and so, you know, the extensions there. But are we seeing any impact that might potentially affect our ongoing license renewals?
I don't believe there's been any significant downturn in application submissions. I know exam candidates are still, you know, applying, although they might get extended, you know, because of closures or sickness or whatnot. Applications for licensing, as far as, Julie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, they've been consistent as always. So we have not seen a big downturn. I don't expect renewals to be much different. I think we may have some more people retire, perhaps. You know, maybe they're kind of done with the being at home all day. Maybe they want to get out and work at Home Depot or something. I don't know. But Julie, do you have any license trends that you've seen that I didn't address?
No, I haven't seen much difference in the number of applications. It's just the processing of the applications or how we receive them. We've had to accommodate, you know, for example, not requiring notary or allowing people to email without a credit card and then call. I mean, we've adjusted our practices to accommodate special circumstances, but I don't think we've seen any slowdown really.
Great. Thank you. Well, then we're in a great business. Great.
One comment to that, and I think that there's a significant difference in our travel expenditures, so if nothing, COVID has actually added to our budget for helps.
Yeah, great. Great, thank you. Okay, report of the Executive Director, I see no items listed to that, Kimberly, is that correct?
Okay. There just wasn't a written piece that I can update you on a few things, so sure. Speaking of travel, the executive director meeting in April has, they waffled on if they were going to do it in person or not. They chose to do virtual, so there will be no travel for me in April. They're hoping to not make them 8-hour days, but chop them up a little bit and make sure we have a good meeting. Let's see, renewals are coming soon, and unfortunately, I cannot say that they will be online this year. So, but there's a flip side to that Julie and I have been working to get this project started. So, we have contacted
two project managers slash business analysts to give us quotes for keeping our project on target. We're still working with DAS procurement and the contracts so that we can sign a contract and get moving. We're hoping to get started soon. There is a lot of little pieces that we don't understand or haven't been guided on, so we're going through those as fast as we can to get started, and we're hoping. Our goal is to get up and running by October, which would then allow for us to move on.
Okay.
And we may move up the schedule for renewals? Oh, yes. We're going to generally, well, in the past, we've always mailed them around the end or the middle of May. There has been some delays in mail delivery, and so we are thinking about going ahead and mailing out our renewals the first of May. Mailed them out a little earlier last year, and it really proved to be beneficial to us. They really came in, you know, a nice big chunk of renewals at the beginning of it. You know, it starts going down a little bit and then just spikes through it from the end. So it's fine. We have time in the first of May, so that's not a big deal for our workload.
Great, thank you. I'll also mention that next week, Tuesday, we have a NASPA Pacific regional call that I know I'm participating in. Kimberly, are you participating in that call? I don't know if that's one that you participate in.
I haven't seen that. Usually I would, so I'll look into it.
Okay, so I've got it on my calendar for Tuesday, for the February 16th from 4 to 5. And then in addition, on Wednesday the 17th, we have our LFO Board of Accountancy budget presentation.
Yes, so our budget has been rescheduled several times, but it is next Wednesday, the 17th, from 1 to 2:45. Nancy and I will be on Zoom testifying, so that should be interesting.
Great.
Oh, so I see any concerns, we'll see, you know, it's, you never know what they're going to ask you, but we don't have any policy option packages this year. We don't have, you know, our budget numbers look good, so we're pretty non-controversial, so we'll see that. That's good. And they'll be good about it.
Great. Yeah, so everybody think good thoughts on Wednesday for us, all right? Okay, old business. Ben Redway.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Madam Chair.
Sorry, go ahead.
Kimberly, for our, I guess, I've been on the board for going on almost 10 years at this point, and we've been talking about online licensing, which I just now thought that we are also talking about firm online licensing, or is it just going to be the individuals?
It'll be everything. We will have exam candidates, reciprocity, initial licensing, naming, firms, renewals. They'll go with me.
And did I hear you say October? It might go live October? So next year's firm renewals will be online.
Well, yes. This year. Yeah, so firms renew this year.
Well, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe. That's our goal.
So we'll have a much smaller sample size to choose from to work the bugs out before the big surge hits when the individuals.
Exactly. And that's kind of a nice tester.
All right, good job on that, you guys. That's a, you know, that's a great move and moves us forward in the whole technology realm. So that's really good to see. Jason, did I hear you trying to ask a question or make a comment? I wasn't sure there.
I just saw Scott raising his hand and wiggling it around, so.
He was doing the wave. All right, thank you. Okay. Old business Ben Redaway request. Who can speak on that?
He sent another request after the December meeting. So I think this is his third request to just wipe out all of his hundreds of thousands of dollars in costs and fines and interest. and he just wants to be charged $500. Or he wants to just submit 150 hours of CPE to reinstate his revoked license.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question of legal counsel. The board has already made a motion on this in previous ones. Do we again have to make a motion and take a vote when we've already given our answer on this and we keep having to vote on the same request? So how is this request any different than what we have already made a decision on?
I'm sorry,
Andy, that you broke up in your response.
Sorry, I think you could just say duly noted. Thank you. The board received your request, reviewed it. We made no change in our prior decisions. We've written some letters like that.
Okay. Okay, then I would give that direction to you, Kimberly. Okay, qualifications committee meeting summary. This is informational only, but anything we need to know from the qualifications committee?
Again, they're above board on their review of the candidates. I think they're all very professional in their take on that, so yeah.
Great, thank you. Ratification requests. Motions? Scott, you are on mute.
I make a motion to ratify the tentative licenses, provisional licenses to the licensees as presented to us on what used to be what, pink sheet, now white sheet.
Second.
Great. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of yes to ratify the CPA certificates and permits, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
I make a motion to ratify the provisional licenses issued to the firms as presented to us on what used to be, I think it was the green sheet, now the white sheet.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor of ratifying the firm registrations, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
I make a motion to ratify the license, the provisional license granted by staff to the individual through the qualification and industry certification process.
Second.
Further discussion? Okay, for a vote of yes to ratify the industry certificates and permits, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion has passed. All right, looks like peer review, no meeting was held, so that brings us to any final announcements before we adjourn.
I guess I would say I probably won't see you in June, depending on what the legislature does for confirmation processes.
I thought we already sent you a cane.
Thank you. Delicious. He did send a picture back to Julie and Kimberly of, hey, it was delicious. Thank you.
That's awesome. And Scott, once again, we thank you for all of your service to the board. You definitely make us a better group. Our next board meeting is June 3rd, 2021. Who knows, maybe by then we will all have had a vaccine and we can come be in the room and breathe the same air. You just never know. So, all right, so we are adjourning. Kimberly, did you have anything final to say, or are we good?
Yeah, just a couple things. I'm not going to keep you long. June could perhaps become a little bit longer of a meeting. We'll start building that agenda soon to kind of see if we do fit it into one day, or if we might have to cut it up into two. But I'll do my best to make it efficient.
Okay, thank you. And Kimberly, if it looks like it's going to be a two-day meeting, specifically due to investigations that the board needs to review, then I would ask that board staff send those out sooner to give us longer than a two-week period, even if it means you send us two, you know, two mailings. But it's, you know, when we have a long agenda because of the cases we review, I just want to make sure that board members have adequate time to review those cases.
Understand. Thank you.
Any other announcements, Kim?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, gotta get to the store. So, all right, I will adjourn our public meeting of the Board of Accountancy. It is 3:05 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.